Dierks Bentley, 99.9 WTUZ. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, your Ford truck specialist. Michelle hanging out over in the newsroom. What's up, girly girl?
You are on another level this morning.
It's what's in my special little mug over here.
Now, is that mug from your home? I thought it looked like it was Joanne's.
No, this is my mug.
That's from your house?
From my house, yes.
Oh.
Read what it says there.
It says, a love is the key that opens the heart. Is that your wife's?
You can write that down. You can take a picture, whatever you want. But remember that love is the key that opens the heart.
Is that your wife's mug?
It's what? Listen, we're married. What's hers is mine. What's mine is hers. It's our mug. We share.
It's really cute.
You know, I did have a matching one.
You did?
That was green and it said Believe on it.
Oh, you're so inspirational when it comes to your coffee mugs.
But my Believe mug, I actually broke it, and I broke it here at work. I don't know if that has some sort of subliminal meaning or anything.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't really know. We haven't done headlines yet.
No, we always get distracted.
Oh, easily distracted. We are?
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, you have headlines, and we'll get distracted again.
Yerkesville City Administration is considering the pros of selling the fire department's rescue truck. The vehicle was purchased in the 1990s and is no longer needed at the Yerkesville Department since the new ladder truck has the necessary equipment storage. Discussion for the vehicle purchase has been ongoing for several years and has been budgeted. Nothing for either truck has been officially finalized by Yerkesville City Council. And the Small Business Development Center will host a workshop on October 16th that will focus on individuals 50 and older who are thinking of starting a small business. Throughout seven area counties, the CBDC assists around 300 clients, and about 70% are from Tuscarawas County. For additional information, go online to Kent Tusk's website. And as always, for more headlines, visit us at WTUZ.com.
Michelle, I love our listeners and our texters, by the way.
Did you see
Gary Lee Thompson there on the Weaver
Appliance? Oh my gosh, that was his son?
There you go. Did you see that?
Oh, you have to tell everyone what he did.
Okay, listen. Gary Lee, he actually won. Didn't he win something?
He did. He won
the Rod's Donuts.
The Rod's Donuts.
Because he sent you directions.
Correct.
On how to get to Main Street.
Right.
In Yerkesville, Ohio.
And we got him a job, remember?
That's right. We did.
We did. We were his good luck charms.
We did get him a job, indeed.
Yes.
But, hold on. Before I get sidetracked, let me print that. That's just a birthday for the future. Trained professional there.
So last night you sent me a picture.
Okay, yeah. Last night I sent you a picture. There were cupcakes in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Here at work.
Yeah.
And it said, the sign read this, all right? And of course, we'll do birthdays later, as we do every day, 7 right. o'clock hour. The little note said this, a 7-year-old Brantley Thompson from Midvale, guess it's his birthday today, right? That's what
his birthday
father
today.
Said. Yeah, today yes. is his birthday. He brought us cupcakes.
He did.
Wanted Michelle, Brooke, and myself all to eat these cupcakes today in honor of him and his birthday. So we have to wait for Brooke. There are 4 cupcakes.
Aww, which who means, are we going to give the other one to?
No, I can eat 2, obviously. That's what that means. Duh.
He should give it to Jared.
Jared's weird about eating stuff like that. He has
You're right, he
weird
does,
stomach. When He right. can't even have milk anymore.
He can't.
So there's no way he's going to be able to eat this cupcake with all this icing on it and everything else.
Right, okay. Well.
But I shouldn't have said the word icing because somebody else in the building is an icing addict, and she will go nuts for
Who's
anything
that?
With icing or cream, or that's the woman who signs your paycheck.
Oh,
uh-huh. Got it. Ask her about her icing or her cream addiction. Like she'll literally eat the cream out of a cream donut, out of a cream stick, and that's it.
Oh,
I've never seen anybody.
It's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I'm excited. I think that is the sweetest thing. Dropping off cupcakes for us. What a sweet little boy.
Yeah, very nice.
I'm excited about it. I haven't have to take a picture and post that because that's just so sweet.
You know what? Yeah, do that. Or it was my picture not good enough for you?
Well,
Michelle?
You had a live photo, and sometimes those live photos, I don't know.
Do you not like the live photos? Do you not do that
I'm
on
not
your phone?
Into it so much. I'd rather just give me a video rather than a live photo.
Well, I mean, it's...
Or a portrait photo. Those are beautiful.
Right.
Do you have portrait mode on your
phone? I don't think I do.
Oh.
But, I mean, live mode, I don't do it necessarily for the... I mean, it's just what it's in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I think sometimes it's cool if you take a... Like, sometimes I've taken pictures of the boys and...
Yeah, those are cute.
You know what I mean? And then you can hold it and see the live...
See or hear them making some noises. Yeah, I guess you're right.
But, I don't know. I guess it's a personal pref.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatevs.
But, hey, did you get the text heard around the world yesterday?
I did.
Actually, around the nation, I guess, if you want to call it. Of course, FEMA sent everybody a presidential alert yesterday. Read exactly just like this. I took a screenshot of it. It said, presidential alert. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. At first, I saw presidential alert, and I was like, oh, I follow Trump on Twitter. I go, what'd he tweet? It's presidential alert. I go, oh, it's that thing that was going on nationwide. Precisely at 2:18 p.m. yesterday is when it went down.
Mm, I don't remember what time mine came in, but I was with two people that didn't get it.
You know what? I talked to some people who did not get it. Joe Geckler did not get it.
Hmm.
And I forget who else I was talking to that said they didn't receive that alert message.
I'm wondering if that is a preference on your phone. Because I turned off the Amber Alert because that used to scare the crap out of me when it would go off. But yet I still got the... I still received the presidential alert. So I'm not sure what the... If there was a... Like a setting, maybe?
Well, I was watching the... I caught a little bit of the news last night. And they said some people got the alert more than once. So that
I heard that too.
That would have been annoying. Some didn't even get it at all. Which, we all knew it was going to happen.
Right.
You think... That they're one time, the first time they've done this ever with the test, it's going to go right the first time? No. Going to miss a few phones out there. But FEMA estimates about 225 million devices, or about 75% of all mobile phones in the country, received that alert all at once. 225 million
That's
all
a lot
at
of
once.
People.
Imagine if I remember one time I was in Columbus, actually with Joe Geckler. It was... Last basketball season, we were there for the Lady Quakers. They were in the state Final Four, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We stayed overnight because they played at a weird time. I forget how it went down. And they had a chance to play the next day if they won, blah, blah, blah. But we went to Roosters down there in Columbus, okay? Just a little chicken joint, all right?
Of all places, that's where you went?
He had never been, and I love Roosters.
But it's in Canton.
I know. He had never been.
Okay, Joe, we need to get you out of the bubble.
Need to get you out of Sugar Creek, Joe.
We need to talk about that bubble again.
Need to get you out of Amish country, Joe. But no, Roosters has a lovely selection of, how should I word this, of pops and lovely selection of wings. So after a good day of traveling and all that, that's where we wanted to go. But Michelle, don't get me off track.
Sorry.
Now I'm thinking about wings and pops. We were all sitting there, and there happened to be an Amber Alert, and everybody's phone in the establishment all it goes off at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. I mean, this probably was the case yesterday. People were maybe out to lunch or at a meeting, and everybody's phone going nuts. Be like, oh yeah, there's that.
It would be neat to be in a mall food court when that would happen, and you just stand back and watch it go off.
We should have planned a flash mob around this.
Checks their phones. That would have been neat just to watch.
I know they did some on TV too, right? After that?
They did like a 1 minute broadcast.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know what they did here on the old transistor radio side of things.
They should have played something.
Yeah, I thought we had something because I thought I heard the powers that be talking about it yesterday. I'm just a worker bee around here. Just buzz around, do my thing, buzz right back out.
You are a little buzzy bee.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Hey, listen, there's big news. Something may be coming back that just went away.
I heard.
And that's Toys R Us. Were we on the same wavelength there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. It's only been like since June, right? since they've been gone.
Yeah.
Since Toys R Us and Babies R Us went away. Now they could be mounting a comeback. Jeffrey and his whole entire crew. Now on Tuesday, it was unbeknownst to us, but in a little courtroom, a group of investors canceled that whole bankruptcy auction for the rights to the company's intellectual property assets, which includes Toys R Us and the Baby R Us brand names. Who knows what they're going to do with it?
It said, didn't it say they were going to like revamp it, or I forget what the word they used, but they were going to bring it back in a new capacity.
But how? Open brick and mortar stores? I mean,
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though, I get really emotional whenever I go up to the strip and I see that Babies R Us is empty. It makes me so sad.
I mean, you don't need to get that emotional about it.
I don't know. I just liked going to Babies R Us, and I love Toys R Us. So I hope they can make it a brick and mortar store once more.
Now, listen, the investors, as I read more, apparently they're going to work with some potential partners, I guess, to develop new ideas for some stores, maybe in the U.S. and other countries as well. But listen, we all know what is going to make them successful, and that's shipping things online, getting things to your doorstep as fast as they possibly can.
Right. You know, what was interesting is that I didn't know that they only closed in the U.S.
800 plus stores a few months ago. Mm-hmm. More than 30,000 people lost their jobs. Subsequently, Mattel, toy maker, they fired like 3,000 people shortly after that because of lost sales to Toys R Us. So it had a trickle-down effect. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I guess you don't think about things like that.
The whole trickle-down.
So, but they're still operational in like Canada and Europe?
Is that what I'm
understanding? I think that's what I read. I thought that they said that Toys R Us and Babies R Us literally only closed in the United States.
You might be right about that.
I'm not sure, but that's crazy to me. I feel like we would be booming.
But it's just the way it is. I mean, I've said it before. We can blame Amazon, right? And the only reason Walmart can kind of compete with Amazon is because there's a Walmart literally like 15 minutes away from one another everywhere across the United States. Mm-hmm. Walmart's and McDonald's.
I mean, I was just going to say McDonald's.
Without fail.
Right.
They're everywhere.
I kind of refuse to shop at Walmart.
It's not. I mean, listen, every now and again.
I have yet to go to the Walmart here since we've moved home.
Shut up.
I swear to God, I refuse. I just don't. I don't know.
What's your beef?
I don't know. I just not into it.
Listen,
I'd rather go to Target.
Every now and again.
Is that terrible?
No.
If I can't go to Target, I'll order it on Amazon. I'm the problem. I'm the cause.
You are the problem. But listen, every now and again, you need to go to a place where you can get your prescription filled. Maybe you need your eyeglasses worked on. And while that's going on, you can get your oil changed. Do your grocery shopping.
All in one, your one-stop shopping.
And then buy your underwear all in one stop. We all need those places every now and again, Michelle.
Yeah, well.
That's what Wally's World is here for.
I'll just stick to Drug Mart.
Drug Mart. but no, listen, we all know what it's all geared towards, and that's shopping online.
Right.
Amazon single-handedly shutting down stores all across the country. Toys R Us, Sears, right?
Oh, I mean, Sears,
the list goes on and on and on.
I mean, you just look at Newtown Mall. That's a dead giveaway right there. Everything that was there,
and it's not just
10 years ago, isn't there now.
And it's not just Amazon. Listen, I know other places will ship things to you. I mean, but it's the online shopping in general. For example, the other day we were looking at Halloween costumes.
Yeah,
my wife and I, and we were scrolling through, of course, on good old Amazon, looking to get one just delivered. And I said, why don't we? She goes, well, James is a little smaller. Will this fit both? Blah, blah, blah. I go, why don't we just go and go to a costume store and try some on? Do it the old-fashioned way. It's easier this way. It's just the way
it is.
It's just the way it is.
It is. It's so true. Did you pick one out yet?
Yeah. Well, we have a
Did
few options.
Did you give her my idea?
I do not remember what your idea was.
Oh, my God, the Slinky. Remember from
Toy
Story?
Right.
You said it was such a good idea.
It was cute. You're right.
You need to tell your wife. I think she would dig it.
Very cute. Well, I think she's listening right now.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Here's my suggestion, Becca.
Mm-hmm. It's Rebecca to you.
Rebecca. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, I think that we are on a first name basis.
Totally kidding. Okay,
we're at that level.
I'm sure you are. Go ahead.
The Slinky from Toy Story. It's a dog. So there's the front end and there's the back end. You can have one twin be the front end and have the other twin be the back end. Have the short one be the back end. You said there's a little one, right?
Yes, littler.
Have the little one at the back end.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because you need the tall one or the bigger one to...
If you ask me, it seems like a disaster because one's going to want to go one way. The other's going to want to go the other way. And
that's a cute idea, is it not?
5 minutes for within trick-or-treating. All right, no more Slinky. We're done. I should have went with thing one and thing two.
No, don't do that. Don't do thing one and thing two. It's so overdone by twins.
That's what I tried to tell my wife. I said, let's be unique. Let's go. I mean, some famous duos out there. I mean,
No, you cannot do Cheech and Chong. That is so inappropriate.
Okay, well, we can't do that. But, I mean, there's a number...
Sonny and Cher?
...of others out there. That's kind of strange, but then who's Cher? You know what I mean?
Make the smaller one be Cher.
He does have curly hair, so we can maybe make that work.
There you go.
All right, Michelle, we've exhausted all options. We'll chat with you later at the top. You have news. You are a true professional for holding it together over there, girlfriend. At the beginning, it got a little dicey.
When you called me off air and you said it in your accent, I thought, wow, people have stooped to a whole new level. For anyone that's not aware of what is happening, the birthday segment about 15 minutes ago went a little south.
Pun intended, went south.
Went a little south when someone decided to send in a fake name.
And I'm just so done.
And it was a little inappropriate.
But we didn't
realize it until after we said it.
No, because you want a little peek behind the curtain. This is literally how it goes down, okay? We get here super early. You act like the first thing I'm going to come in and do is print birthdays. Like, it's what I dream about at night. Gosh, can't wait to get to those 45 birthdays in the email in the morning and print them out. So I sit here and print out all these emails and separate them, do this and do that. And I just put them in a pile, separate them. Here, Michelle. Here, Eric. And then we read them. I don't pre-read them. I don't feel the need to. They're stinking birthdays. Listen, I love birthdays. We all have them, right?
Right.
We all have them. But
I love my birthday month. I celebrate everyone's birthday.
They don't need to be read on the radio.
I feel you.
In 2018. and Michelle, thank you, Michelle, from the text line. She's got my back. Somebody else said, yeah, you're right. With the age of social media, you could easily do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're doing it is the way we did it when the station was founded, which is fine. I mean, 28 years ago, which is fine. I had people send them in and read them.
Right.
Anyways.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, Tim McGraw, okay, revealed some big news yesterday on social media. He gave everybody his phone number. Well, kind of. I don't really know what this is about. Michelle, get your phone out, because we're both going to text this number here in a minute. This is McGraw, Mr. McGraw. On his social media account yesterday, telling folks what he's doing and his new fan club, all this.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim. We found a way to share information with you so that you're the first ones to get it. All you have to do is text a number, and we'll send you text directly from me and my team. You'll hear the news first, and I'll send you some videos and maybe some cool photos before we post them to the world. Just send a text to 615-205-5687, and you're part of McGraw 1.
You're part of McGraw
1. 615-205.
Hold on, let me find it.
Just send a text to 615-205-5687.
Okay, 615-205-5687. Do we have to put a 1 before this?
No. What do I say? Just hi?
I'm going to say something very creative.
Hi, Tim.
Hold on.
I'll say hola.
615-205-5687, right?
Mm-hmm.
615-205-5687. All right. All right, here we go. I'm going to say, Tim, it's your boy, Eric. You know, McElroy.
I got a text back.
Already?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. That quick?
Yeah.
Tim McGraw sleeping with his phone, or do you text McGraw on the regular basis?
Look, it even gives me like a contact information, like I can pull it up. So I can,
like you literally
so
have
I can
Tim McGraw's
add
number.
Him as a contact. Hey,
okay, girl. Hold on. What's it say?
Hey, it's Tim. This is an auto text to let you know I got your text. Everything else will be coming directly from me or my team. I've got some pretty cool things happening this week, so make sure you fill out this form and add yourself to my phone to stay in touch.
Look at that. Michelle just got a text back.
From Tim McGraw.
Now check this out. This is all really in support. And yesterday on Instagram, you put out some cool new photo with some neon lights, and it's spelled backwards, and it says Neon Church, which everybody's thinking that's the name of a new single. And along with that picture, you put a caption. It says, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern. He posted this yesterday. That tomorrow now means today. So today at 5, we'll get, I don't know, maybe a new single, details on it. Who really knows? But we'll have to pay attention. We'll have to alert Shauna Berkey to be on standby for whatever Tim McGraw has to say at 5. Maybe at 5, you'll get a text back, Michelle, from Tim himself.
Hey, girl.
I'm pretty sure Tim doesn't talk like that, but...
You don't think?
My guess would be...
Look, I even have to submit my birthday to him. Maybe he's going to send me a birthday present.
Maybe Tim will start doing his own birthday segment on his own social media account, which would be awesome. Go for it, Tim.
Oh, I got another text.
I highly... What are you doing over there?
Okay, so you had to fill out this form, like I mentioned. Fill out this form to add yourself to my phone. Like, meaning his phone, Tim's phone, because he's adding me as, a contact.
Yes, I get it.
And he texted me back and said, got you saved, girl. Thanks.
You're lying.
He said, got you saved. Thanks.
You made up the girl. Good job. Oh, you're funny.
Listen, we're on a first name basis now.
Yeah, you and Tim are BFFs.
Me and Tim McGraw. Hey.
We'll see what Faith has to say about that.
Hey, we can be BFFs, shopping buddies. That's fine.
Shopping buddies.
Yeah. No?
What if she wants to go to Walmart?
We'll go to Canton. Go to the Canton Walmart.
Michelle, you are a resident.
He sent me a video. Look, Tim sent me a video.
Hold on. Why is Tim blowing up your spot?
Right? Okay. Can I play it?
No. Yeah. What? Go ahead. We have capabilities to play it.
It's real. It's going to be a great week. We're having a lot of fun, and I can't wait for y'all to see what's going on. Have fun.
He's in a bar.
Hey, guys, it's me. It's real. It's going to be a great week. We're having a lot of fun, and I can't wait for y'all to
see. See, that's pretty cool, right?
Right? See, we're BFFs.
Wow, he literally sent you a video.
Yep.
You going to send him one back? Should we send one back?
No, I don't want to be creepy.
Like, hey, Tim.
I don't want to block my
number. It's us. Hey, new trailer out right now, which portrays, it has Christian Bale portraying Dick Cheney, Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush, Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld, Tyler Perry as Colin Powell, and Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney, Dick Cheney's wife, for this new film called Vice. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Look at Christian Bale as Dick Cheney. It is mind-blowing. Movie hits theaters this Christmas. Now, the film is described as a...
Whoa.
I know. Exactly.
Whoa.
Now, look at Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush. This film looks fantastic. It really does.
Wow. That doesn't even look like him.
I know it.
Okay, so wait.
Now, this film is described as a biographical comedy/drama, which, quote... follows the story about a bureaucratic Washington insider quietly became the most powerful man in the world as vice president to George W. Bush, end quote. Basically, it's a film it focuses on Dick Cheney, but obviously it has all these other casts and characters. And I saw the trailer earlier this morning. Looks fantastic. It's funny, informative. And it's based on a true story, which gets me every time.
I like, you said Sam Rockwell is the guy that portrays
Bush.
Yes,
you see him?
That's good. That's really good. That's a young George Bush.
And, yeah.
That's good.
Well, listen, everybody, when they, all presidents, when they go into office, they look somewhat young, and then when they come out, they...
I love when they do those side-by-sides of, like, the day before they're in, and then the day that they're out.
We should do a side-by-side of me before I do birthdays, and then after I do birthdays, and see what I look like. Yeah, if you haven't seen the...
You're so stupid.
If you haven't seen the trailer for that, check it out. Also, a new trailer out, which is on YouTube, the most popular trending video on YouTube right now. This new Spider-Man movie. And listen, I am so over. How many Spider-Man movies do we really need and have we had? They're just going to keep going to the well. We're not going to get through everything. I just can't wait till other people get here so I can show them what I have to put up with. What people put me through. See what I did?
Yes.
I had other things planned. We got to go. Hey, real quick. It's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Somebody out there, Michelle, is going to win $75 to Pam's Posies right there in Dover. And we've seen these bouquets that you guys get for $75.
They're beautiful.
Indeed. Listen, if you want it, keyword is Pam's on the text line. Let us know who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers from Pam's Posies. Once again, Pam's on the Weaver Appliance text line. Let us know someone in your life who deserves these flowers. 330-339-9399. We'll announce the winner next hour, about an hour from now. Michelle's still losing it over there. Text contest again, as the phone line is a-ringing and a-ringing. Did Tim McGraw text you back again, Michelle?
No, he did not.
Must be busy. Faith must have woken up.
Stop it.
Faith must have gotten out of bed and said, Tim, what are you doing? Oh, he put his phone away. Nothing, babe, nothing. Jotting down some notes.
Keep playing that video, though, because he looks so cute.
I could have, you know what? You could have brought it over here to me. And I could have, because we have the capabilities of plugging in and into this cord here, and it'll go through the board, and it'll sound quality, just like I'm talking to you right now.
Right.
It'll sound that good.
I mean, look how cute he is.
Calm down.
Little Tim McGraw.
A few people actually got a hold of us on the Weaver Appliance text line, and they asked us what that Tim McGraw number was.
Yeah. I sent it over to Tina. She wanted to talk to Tim.
Let me find this again. Basically, Tim was teasing some new... Everybody is assuming it's a new single that's out today, and he put out some special message on social media, basically giving out some phone number, and people can text it and get exclusive Tim content, or if you're lucky enough, like Michelle received a video from Tim. Here's that number again, what it is.
Just send a text to 615-205-5687.
So there it was again. And Tim, I played the whole message Tim had earlier. He was just basically saying what I told you, the exclusive stuff you can get, and more details later. Send him a text again. Be like, Tim, where are you at? Ask him if Faith woke up.
Where you at, bro?
Ask him, go, Tim, what happened? .. Did Faith wake up? ?
No, I don't want to get him in trouble.
All right, I understand. You don't want to be a homewrecker. I get it.
No, I'm not into that life.
I get it. Speaking of our text line and our texters, I want to wish a happy anniversary to Josh and Tessa Moser out of Dover. 4 years of wedded bliss today. Happy anniversary, guys. Just a late one that came in, and I'm doing my due diligence and my duties and my obligations. Michelle.
Talk to me.
I can't really put a number on it, but probably well over 100 text messages we received for our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. And all the stories that we get about who deserves flowers in your life, they're great. It makes our job even harder to pick somebody, believe it or not.
I like when they tell a story.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's kind of what we're going for here. If you aren't aware, every Thursday, we're now going to hand out $75 to Pam's Posies there in downtown Dover, West 3rd Street. It's our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Michelle, we have our next winner. This person says that their grandma deserves flowers, and also it's going to be her birthday this Saturday. I think he said 89, if I'm not mistaken. So, Kaylin Freeland, you just won Grandmama some flowers. Congratulations, courtesy of Pam's Posies and our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75 to Pam's, all yours. We'll do it again next Thursday. And listen, obviously, that person can't win next week. Right. Neither can anybody that's won anything within the past 30 days. So when we ask for your story next week, submit it.
Got to give a good one.
Yeah, you could be the winner next time. So there you go. Shout out to Pam's Bouquet and Pam's Posies right there in Dover. $75. We saw a picture of the winner who won it last week. Sent us the picture of the flowers that that he won.
Yes, send us a picture. I think I'm just like looking at how pretty they are.
I can literally smell them through the text line. Literally. Hey, remember yesterday or 2 days ago we talked about that Florence flag, hashtag yes. Florence flag, that it was ripped up in the Hurricane Florence winds in Wilmington, North Carolina. Well, the family that purchased it is now just become public. It was private for a few days at eBay auction. Mm-hmm. It's a family in Ohio from Cincinnati.
Oh, no way.
That spent almost $11,000 on this torn up and tattered American flag from
Aww.
Hurricane Florence.
What are they going to do with it?
I don't know, but they purchased it in honor of one of their family members. The guy who purchased it, his name is Mike Caruso, purchased it in honor of his brother, Kevin, who apparently passed away. And they wanted
during
to...
He
lived in Charlotte, and I guess he did die during Hurricane Florence. So there you go.
Oh,
that's why he wanted
gosh.
To purchase it.
Wow.
So a sad story, but nonetheless. But then again, that money goes to the American Red Cross to help Carolinas recover from what's been going on there. Just the floodwaters and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Was it you that told me you had people you know that live there? They couldn't go to their home for like 4 weeks?
Yeah, there was a classmate I reached out to recently for an address, and she lived in Myrtle Beach, and she said it took her like 3 weeks until they were
Yikes.
Able to get back to their home, which is like, kind of crazy.
Mm.
It's kind of nerve-wracking, I think, because I would be wondering, is my house flooded?
Is it flooded? Did somebody then break into it and take
right.
all of my stuff? Yeah, so many unknowns.
Gosh, that would just be so... That would give me mass anxiety.
Tell me about it. Hey, speaking of the beach, now listen, we all remember Laguna Beach, right?
If
you don't, where were you? MTV reality show,
right?
Early 2000s.
Such a good show.
I was still in high school. We were still in high school when that was on, right? Early 2000s. It had to be on. Then you had the spinoff, The Hills, from 2006.
Even better.
To 2010. I couldn't really get into The Hills, but whatever. It's for some people. Well... Michelle, all for you. The Hills is coming back.
I know. I'm pumped about it.
Misha Barton, what's this all about? She's going to be on the new version of The Hills. The Hills, New Beginnings.
Why is she going to be on it? Probably because she needs a job.
Whoa, what do you have against Misha Barton?
I don't have anything against her. She just hasn't been, she literally hasn't done anything since The OC.
Well, it's going to be her, original cast members, Audrina Partridge, Heidi and
Patridge.
Spencer Pratt. What'd I say?
Partridge?
Oh, did I? It is Partridge. I put an R in there.
It's okay.
Heidi and Spencer Pratt, Spidey, and Whitney and Brody Jenner will be in there as well. Of
Yay.
Course, Brody Jenner, the son of Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. However
right.
you want to look at it. The original reality show, like I said, 06 to 2010 is when it aired. It's coming back. Here's my problem right now. No LC, Lauren Conrad.
Yeah, because they have more important things to do in their lives.
And no Kristen Cavallari either.
They're running businesses.
How can you have
the OC
Laguna Beach spinoff, which was The Hills, without the original?
It's a good question.
2019, you're going to have to wait, though. It's when it's
I'm
going to
tune in. Don't you worry.
I'm sure you will. And then subsequently, I will get sucked in because it's just what happens in my
right.
household.
Oh, Chad will get sucked in too. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be all into it. We can have like a party, a watch party, the four of us. No?
I'm so looking forward to that. Whatever you do, don't put me in that watch party, okay?
Why? You're coming.
Put me in a lot of things. Don't put me in that watch party.
Put me.
Just put me, bro. Bro, just put me.
You're so ridiculous. Are you? You're just like over today because it's Thursday.
Listen, it's Friday Eve. Babbling Brook is back.
Yay!
Yes.
Where's the applause for that?
She'll get it when she walks in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Also later, I have another chance for you to win. Denison Railroad Depot Museum. I have 4 tickets to the chocolate and cheese train ride, which could be all yours. That is going on this Saturday at 4:30. So I have a chance for you to win that. Also, remember, Shauna Berkey, more chances for you to win. And our Denison Depot half off is tomorrow. WTUZ.com, 9 a.m. Click on the deals button. You can get your Denison Depot fall train rides, Michelle, for only half price, $10.
Wow.
That's children and adult tickets as well. That's only on our website tomorrow, WTUZ.com. Requested country from our Weaver Appliance text line. Luke Combs, one number away. Who are you? Are you new? Are you new? Who are you?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I feel like I haven't seen you. No, and I truly mean it, like all week. Let me move this binder.
I was going to say, you won't see me now.
Yeah, I know. Hi.
Hi.
It's Friday Eve.
It is.
So you know.
I know.
I know it's like your Tuesday or whatever. How's the baby? All right?
She's hanging in there.
Good.
Still fevered, and she has an ear infection.
Yikes.
I feel like she gets those all the time. But, yeah, she's been fevering for,
all
like,
right.
4 days. You know.
Is it the teething that's causing all this?
I feel like it started it, yeah, and then it just got
worse.
They
say that can happen.
See, I may be a bad parent.
Let's hit Brooke.
By doing this.
Let's hear about it, Brooke.
I don't, the slightest little sneeze or something like that, I don't freak out about it, and I don't know. I don't take her to the doctor right away because most of the time they can't do anything for you anyways. They say it's a virus, it just has to run its course.
Yeah,
she was put through heck the last time at the hospital, and it was a virus. So this time I waited, and maybe I shouldn't have, I guess, because it's an ear infection.
Now it's an ear infection.
But I mean, how can you tell? She can't talk to you.
Yeah,
she can't tell you anything. So oh well, but she's on medicine now. So she should be feeling better shortly.
All right.
Yeah. So I got to work and watch her at the same time yesterday.
Mom of the year. Hashtag mom of the year.
Yeah. So it wasn't like I was just sitting around eating bonbons or whatever.
Okay.
I was doing 2 things at once. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's right. You moms are amazing.
That's my superpower. That's what I told Abby yesterday. She said, what would your superpower be? I said, honey, I'm a mom.
Well, speaking of ear infections, infect our ears now with a little Z news,
right,
if you will.
Sure. In this day in history, 1957, the space age began as the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1.
Hey,
the first artificial satellite
space news.
Into our orbit. That's right, space news. 1970, Janis Joplin, who was only 27, was found dead in her Hollywood hotel room.
Heroin overdose.
Yes. 1990, Beverly Hills 90210, one of my favorite shows back in the day, premiered on Fox.
Wasn't that dun 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 dun? Or no? Or was that it was Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah.
In Melrose Place. Was
right,
that Melrose Place?
Those two were my favorite shows back in the day.
What was dun 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 dun?
I don't know.
All right, carry on.
I don't remember that one. 92, Sinead O'Connor ripped up a picture of the Pope during an after midnight appearance on Saturday Night Live. NBC's switchboard in New York was flooded with calls, most of them criticizing O'Connor's actions. And then she pretty much fell off the face of the earth after that one.
Yeah, she disappeared.
Yeah. And then in 2011, Michael Morton, who spent 25 years in prison for his wife's murder, was released after DNA evidence implicates another man in the crime.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
The prosecutor in the case later was accused of withholding evidence indicating that he was innocent.
I forget how many millions that he received.
Oh my gosh, I would hope so. That's just sad. Holidays for today, it's World Animal Day. It's also National Taco Day. I had tacos yesterday.
And we
should have had those today.
We're awaiting our poll question tomorrow, which I can't wait to see the results.
Okay.
Which is, don't answer yet.
Okay.
But in terms of your tacos, how do you like them? Crunchy or soft?
Okay. All right.
All right.
It's National Frappe Day. That's another good one. It's National Golf Day. And Improve Your Office Day.
Let's see, on TV today, LeBron James.
Wow.
Channing Tatum. Hello.
I'm just gonna instead of this, Brooke.
LeBron James.
I'm now gonna have you instead.
Yeah, I'll say it. They're gonna be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Grey's Anatomy is on at 8. I don't know if, was that a season premiere? Was that last week?
That was last week.
Jersey Shore, Family Vacation's on at 8. The Big Bang Theory is on at 8. Let's see. Indianapolis Colts will take on the New England Patriots at 8. Will and Grace will be on at 9. And Lady Gaga, she'll be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Gaga.
Yes. In country news, this is a good story right here. Brad Paisley and his wife are opening a modern food pantry that acts as a free grocery store. They partnered with Belmont University to set up. It's called The Store. Eligible customers will need to be referred by a nonprofit or government agency, but it's going to offer free and non-perishable groceries to families in need for 1 year and also offer toys during the holidays.
How about that?
How nice is that?
Brad and his wife giving back.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So good for them. In other news, a Seattle area karaoke host recently sang Garth Brooks' song Friends in Low Places for 36 hours straight while raising money for a good cause. I'm wondering if he went hoarse after that.
He got
How
a break.
Crazy is that?
He got a break every now and again.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
But
well, I'd hope so.
He did it all for charity, for breast cancer awareness or something.
Yeah. Right. Yes. So that's nice.
Which, if you're going to do something like that, you might as well, listen, do it for a good cause.
Right.
And if you're going to sing for 36 hours, why not sing Garth?
That's a fun song.
For 36 consecutive. But yeah, the same song over and over.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm not real sure why it's the same song.
And over.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, Brooke, you'll be back tomorrow. We have some cupcakes to eat, by the way.
We do.
Shout out again to Brantley Thompson.
I know.
He was our daily birthday winner, too.
So good for you.
It was appropriate.
It is.
So we'll munch on those with our coffee. We're back after this.